Welcome to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I am your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And last week, we were talking all things mom. And I was like, you know what? It's not fair. It's just not fair. We need a dad on here, and we haven't had a dad on the show in a little while. So I thought, you know what? Who better to call than the dude who has his finger on the pulse of Toronto, our great, amazing city. I'm watching him on Zoom right now, and he's just, like, loving everything I'm saying right now. I'm talking about Toronto Mike, guys. He's a dad of four. He is a podcaster. He is a blogger. He's a gossiper. No. Well, I guess you are kind of a gossiper, are you, Mike?
No, I don't like to think of myself as a gossiper, Pina. Please. I'm a journalist.
He's a journalist. He is, but he does. You know everything that's going on. Like, if anyone wants to know what's going on in Toronto, Toronto Mike knows.
Well, that's because I do my homework. Yeah, I got my ear to the grindstone. Now, I will say, moms are awesome. Moms are important. Moms are, like, just the best. But thank you for not forgetting us dads, because we're out there doing our part, too.
Yeah, you guys totally are. And you are, like, in the thick of it. You've got four kids.
I have four children, absolutely, yes.
And but there's something with the four kids, though. They're a little bit different.
Oh.
They're not all the same, right?
Okay, I know what you're getting at. I do have four children, but they are two children from my first marriage, two children from my second marriage. So it's like boy, girl, 2 years apart, then a 10-year break, and then boy, girl, 2 years apart. So my life is kind of crazy because I've got an 18-year-old in university, but I just dropped off the 4-year-old at junior kindergarten. So it's all over the place.
Isn't it crazy? I want to know, how has it been, you know, managing the four kids? I should say parenting. Listen to me, managing. Sometimes it does feel like that kind of job, doesn't it? But how is it? How's it been during COVID, during this pandemic?
Oh, the best thing that happened to me and my lifestyle is when they reopened the schools. Like, I was popping champagne. Now, I know. I hear from parents who decided to keep their kids home and they're doing online learning. And I always think, like, are you insane? Like, I'm so happy that day I got to drop off the two little ones, because I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. And, you know, when they shut the school down in mid-March, they had nowhere to go. Like, they were just with me all the time. Like, how do you build an empire and be an entrepreneur? My wife works full time. She is working from home, but she's working. Like, who's watching the kids?
I know. And that's the thing with you. It's a little bit different. It's like, you know, you're the one that has the more flexible schedule of, you know, you and your wife. So if something is going to fall, it's going to land on your lap.
Yes. Thank you for acknowledging that. That's absolutely true. Like, I do have a bit more flexible because I make my own calendar. But at the same time, you know, you build something, it gains some momentum. It's not like you can't really stop it on a dime. Like, there's the calendar is full. So you're basically, how do I keep building this at the same time as, you know, nurturing and caring for the 4-year-old and 6-year-old who you can no longer send to daycare. You can't send them to school. The camps are closed. Like, essentially you bunker down and try to figure that out. And then when they reopen the schools, you were like, I was so happy. I dropped them off because from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., there's no children in the house.
Yeah, that should be a rule. And the really crappy part is that we couldn't even bring in help. We couldn't even get a babysitter. I'll call the babysitter. The babysitter will come over and help out. No. You're like, Papa Mike has a podcast to do, children. Papa Mike has some blogs to write. I got some tweets to send out.
Right. It's funny. Earlier, you said the word manage instead of parenting.
I did.
Funny to hear you say that, Pina, because once in a while, I'll tell somebody, sometimes it's my wife, that I have to babysit. And I'm always corrected that when it's your own children, apparently that's not babysitting. Like,
Yeah, no, you kind of like, we were talking about this off the air because we were talking about the four kids and you're like, yep, they all came from me. I'm like, that's right. They all came from your sperm, right?
They all came from me and two different moms, but all four well-adjusted.
Are yours.
Well, they're all mine. Yeah, of course. And I love them to pieces. Do you ever play that game, Pina? How many kids do you have again? Three?
I've got three. All okay. 2 years apart.
Do you ever rank them, like your favorite to your least favorite? Do you ever try to rank them?
No, I've never done that. Like, I would feel like, listen, I'm already like borderline horrible mom. But if I were to do that, like, I don't know. Or like, you know, and then admit it on the radio? Oh, no, that would be bad.
Okay, well, I'm here to provide some real talk. That's what we do in Toronto, Mike.
Okay, okay, go. Cool. Rank. Rank yours.
I rank them all the time. But the thing is, the ranking changes throughout the day depending on interactions, on recency.
Okay, bias, yeah.
So it's not a fixed order, but it completely shuffles all the time. Like sometimes the four-year-old is my favorite because she's so like cute and vulnerable and sweet and innocent. And sometimes like my favorite is the 16-year-old because she's so savvy and kind. And, you know, she's out there trying to make a difference in the world. But, you know, sometimes it's the six-year-old because he's such a creative spark plug and he's so bright. And but sometimes it's the 18-year-old because he's like a man. He's completely independent except for money, which he needs money from his parents. But other than money, he's out there. You know, he lives in Waterloo right now going to school.
That's like, great. So one dot of your hair.
Well, yeah, he's out of my hair, but I miss him. But he's coming back for Christmas. But, yeah, so it all depends on so many factors. But
on
I do
the day and what's happening.
Right. So, but it does fluctuate. Like, they all take turns being number one.
I don't understand how the 18-year-old cannot be number one at all times, considering he's out of the house and, like, hours away.
Mike. It's very competitive, Pina. That's a competitive race right there. They're all fourth or great. How do you, you know, how do you keep number one?
Oh, God, I don't even know how I could rank them today. I think the little one would probably, Marcus would probably be first. And then Lily and Samantha. Lily is my 7-year-old, and Samantha's my 9-year-old. I would probably, both of them were very difficult so far today. They're both in last place. Marcus is like the winner.
What you're doing right now, Pina, is very controversial. My wife gets very upset if I even jokingly start to rank the kids because well, she's got two kids and two of them are her stepkids, but to her it's a tie. Like she can't even fathom liking one more than the other. But I'm like, it's not love. You love them all the same, but you can like one more than the other, right? They're different.
But
people.
I can see that. You know what? I think you totally have a point because yes, you love your children equally. We all love them equally. But depending on the day, one will get on your nerves maybe a little bit more than the other one. Like I call my kids little shits, assholes, you know. Everyone who follows me on social knows that. But yeah, no, I'm with you. I never really thought of it that way. I thought you meant ranking overall, an all-time ranking. That I wouldn't be able to do.
Likeability ranking. Like, because, you know, you have three kids, I have four kids. They're all different people, different personalities. It's funny to see how they all kind of come out in the wash, like the mix, right? And they're all so unique and different. So, you know, I think it's fair to... You know, I don't necessarily tell them the rankings. This is all just a fun little thing. But my wife,
I'm going to send this to them. Oh, actually, you didn't rank them. You were smart.
You know, what I do.
Very wise with how you worded things.
In private, they each have been told, you know, can you keep a secret? You're my favorite. Like, they've all been told that.
I wonder how long it's going to take them to realize that and then go to another one and be like, listen, Daddy told me that I'm his favorite. FYI, and then they all realize what you've done.
But that might be the indication of good parenting. Like if every child believes that they're the favorite child, you've done it well. Like that sounds like the goal.
Yeah, knowing me, I'd get caught and then it would all go to crap. Yeah. it would not be in my favor if I did that.
Well, it's real talk here.
So, Mike, okay, you said, you said it, that you sent the kids back to school. I'm assuming that it was not a difficult choice for you to send the kids back to school.
It was very easy choice. And even the 16-year-old, like, they're on a hybrid model. So, like, she's one day on remote one day in class, like it's all over the place because she's in high school. But for the two little ones, it was like the easiest decision I think I've ever had to make, that they're going back because mom and dad need to work and mom and dad need to get things done. So they have to go back. And it's good for the kids. Like they're social animals. They're eager to learn. They learn better in person. We mask them up. We send them in. And so far we haven't had any spread in the school. So it's all good.
That's great. You know what I mean? It's tough because a lot of parents will be like, I think it's best to homeschool and do the online learning. Others are in the same boat that you and I are in, where it's like, listen, we work for ourselves. We're entrepreneurs. We need to send our kids back to school. Because if we don't, how are we going to make a living? How are we going to pay the bills? How are we going to put food in the mouths of our children? You know what I mean? And have a roof over our heads. Last week on the show, we had Coach Sonia from Montreal on. Amazing woman. And we spoke a lot about mom guilt. We spoke about mom guilt. But what I meant to say is we spoke about mom shaming. So what I want to know, I want you to think about this because I want to take a quick break. But I want to know, is there such thing as dad shaming? And I know a lot of people listening, especially the moms, the dads listening are probably like, they obviously know the answer to that. But the moms are probably wondering, yeah, you know what? You never really hear that term, dad shaming. So don't go anywhere because we are on the line with Toronto Mike. And this is the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Now back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and my special guest today is a dad. I would say he's a pretty famous Toronto dad. People know of this guy. He's got a little blog, a little podcast. He's all over Twitter, like all over Twitter, and knows everything that's going on in our amazing city. But he's also a dad and an entrepreneur. And I'm talking about Toronto Mike. Toronto Mike, I left you with a question just before the break. I'm like, is there such thing as dad shaming? Tell me. I want to know. Inquiring minds would like to know.
I think this is a great example of a massive double standard we have in society, because you're right. Like, it's easy to be mom shamed. I'm sure you had a great conversation. I only caught snippets of it, but I think it's very difficult to be dad shamed. Like, you have to be a terrible dad to be dad shamed. I'm thinking, like, maybe, you know how, you know, your kids, not this winter, unfortunately, but your kids play house league hockey, let's say. And there's that one kid whose dad is never there. Like, I think maybe there's a bit of not being present. Like, you need to be present for your kids. But I think you really have to mess up as a dad to be dad shamed. Like, what do you think? This is a double standard, right?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I honestly don't know what it is, but mom shaming is a real thing. And we were talking about it last week on the show that mom shaming seems to be at an all-time high right now during COVID. Whether you choose to keep your kids home, you're mom shamed. Whether you chose to send your kids to school, you've been mom shamed. Just all the decisions you make, whether it's like, I choose to make everything homemade for my kids and feed them organic, then you're mom shamed in a sense. Or I only do takeout, you're mom shamed. No matter what you do, you cannot win as a mother. And we were talking about how important it is to have that community and support. So it made me think, do dads get dad shamed? And do you guys have that community and support?
No, I mean, shame on the shamers, if I may say that. Especially, I will say COVID, especially, you remember how it was in late March and in April when we were like zombies. You're like, you go for a walk and you're like, don't touch anything. Like, you know, we're under attack here. Okay. I think I felt a period of like, you go into survival mode. It was like, okay, the kids can eat chocolate for dinner because we're just trying to survive this pandemic. And mom and dad are working and there's no school. Like, I felt it went the other way where anything went, like, whatever. Like, it was the opposite of shaming. It was like, don't worry about the fact that they didn't have their bath tonight. Like, here, we're in survival mode, people.
Yeah, who cares?
But I always felt like this whole idea of dad shaming, I've never even heard the term. I don't think it exists. I don't think there's any dad shaming. I think this is one of those great misogynist examples of double standards that exist in our current society. We got to rub it out. Shame on the shamers.
I like that. Hashtag that, Toronto Mike. Send out a tweet. Shame on the shamers.
Doing it right now.
He's doing it right now. He's doing it right now. So, by the way, Toronto Mike, what's your handle for everyone?
Oh, it's at Toronto Mike.
That's Toronto an easy one. I'm just throwing it out there because I feel like Toronto Mike is like king of Twitter. I'm not even on Twitter that much anymore.
Twitter, I don't, you know, I enjoy, of all the social media channels, like my wife likes Instagram. She's not much of a tweeter. I only ever took to one. Like, I never cared for Facebook or Instagram or, you know, name it. You know, my kids are on TikTok. I'm apparently not allowed on there, but I've never cared for Snapchat. Let me go on and on. You know, there's a business reason to be on LinkedIn, but for personal, you know, information and entertainment and satisfaction, I only tweet. Like, I enjoy it. I interact with a lot of listeners. We call the listeners FOTMs, Friends of Toronto Mike. And we have this tremendous, like, support system and ecosystem we use on the backbone of Twitter. So, yeah, at Toronto Mike, tweet me up. Let's do it.
I love it. FOTM. I'm an FOTM.
If I may, as recently as last week, we celebrated the 750th episode of Toronto Mike by having a listener.
Hey, congrats.
Thank you very much. Yes, that's a milestone. The best of, he's done it three times. Every 250 episodes, Al Grego puts together best of clips, but I don't get to know the clips. I don't choose the clips. He literally drops by in the backyard from 10 feet away, and we plug his tablet into my board, so he plays the clips, and I hear them in real time and react. Bottom line is, he brought 14 clips that he deemed to be the best clips from episodes 501 through 750, and one of those clips was you!
What? That is amazing. Okay, hold on. What was the clip? Were we talking Pearl Jam? Because everyone listening at home, you also have to listen to Toronto Mike's podcast. I was fortunate enough to be on it. How long ago was it?
I think it was about a year ago. Does that sound right? Maybe last winter. I know it was when you were allowed to be in my basement studio. So it was pre-COVID.
It was pre-COVID. And we did a lot of radio talk. Days that I spent at the Edge. A lot of talk about Pearl Jam. So I want to know, what clip in our podcast did he pick?
I'm going to share this with your listenership that we had a debate about the value of Reiki.
Yes, Reiki, energy healing.
Have you been open with your listenership about your beliefs in Reiki?
Yes, I have. I have talked about Reiki with my, he's laughing at me. I can see him laughing on Zoom. I have talked about Reiki openly on social media as well as on the parenting show that I am a Reiki practitioner, Mike. So it is no secret to anyone, and it's not anything to be ashamed of because it's a fantastic thing, Toronto Mike.
I'll be careful because this is your show, not mine. But apparently the listener that chose the clip was taken, found it very interesting that how I challenged you and how we debated the value of Reiki, because I guess it struck a nerve with me because I don't believe there's any science behind the healing power of Reiki, to put it kindly. So when I hear people with real ailments seeking Reiki treatments to cure their ailments, it feels a bit like back in the day with the snake oil salesman who, I'm sorry, like I know this is very touchy ground here.
I laugh and I'm very open-minded and it takes a lot to offend me. But I love that he picked that little segment of the podcast. And if I recall correctly, I said that, you know, I believe in all types of medicine. And I don't simply just use Reiki, but I also use other forms of treatments and medicine, depending. So there you go, Toronto Mike. Yes.
If somebody has a bad back and they come for Reiki treatment, but they also, let's say they also go to a doctor and they start, I don't know, some other treatments. How do you know what healed their back? Because you'll say Reiki healed your back.
They've
actually been doing proper treatments as advised by a medical doctor.
You know what? To be honest with you, I mainly use Reiki for more, like when it comes more to a spiritual side of things. I don't necessarily use Reiki to say my foot hurts or, you know, I have, I don't know, a sore back, like you said. For me, it's more of a spiritual thing.
Then I say fill your boots with Reiki. It's all on the spiritual side.
I will fill, and I'll send you some distance Reiki as well, because you can do that, Toronto Mike.
I'll try anything for spiritual purposes.
Oh, so well, I'm really happy to hear that I made the best of. I need to listen.
Remember, I have no idea what's going to come at me, and I'm listening to the clip in the backyard last week, and I'm hearing your voice, and it felt good to hear your voice. Like, I remember having a great experience with you, and you're one of 700, and I think it's at 757 or 8 now, but you're a memorable guest that I enjoyed spending time with in my basement, because as people know, you're Pina the Inside Edge Girl.
Yeah, formerly Pina the Inside Edge Chick. That was before I was a mom, before I had my three little ones. That was a long time ago.
Now you're Pina the Inside Edge Mom, is what you're saying.
Oh, I need to trademark that and get the domain ASAP. I like it. But talking about the podcast, Toronto Mike, who has been your most favorite guest? Because you have interviewed so many amazing people from our city, all kinds of people, politicians, people in the media, sports people, musicians, like you name it.
You know, it almost like I have to go by category. It's tough to do. Like, I'm a big Blue Jay fan since I discovered them in the summer of 83. Okay, that's how old I am. And I love Blue Jays baseball. So, like, Jerry Howarth, for example, dropping by and sitting in my basement for 90 minutes, 2 hours, that's amazing. But Dan Shulman, you know, Dan Shulman, who might be the greatest play-by-play caller working today. So, like, some of those episodes, Ron McLean, you know, these kind of sports media people. But as you know, I love music. So if you tell me Mo Berg's going to come hang out with you, or Stephen Page, you know, or Maestro Fresh West, right? Like, it's like, I love the music episode.
Great Toronto icons. Yep.
And your friend, here's a mutual friend from your Edge days, Strombo.
Yes. So, George Strombolopoulos. Yep.
That man dropped by one. He was very nonspecific as to when he dropped by. So I get a text, like, I'm 5 minutes away. And it was like the evening of, like, I don't know, some late December night. And of course, when Strombo calls, you accept the charges. So I cleared my schedule. I did, I think, 2 hours with the man. And then we chatted for like hours afterwards. And it's like, it was just the, what I call now real talk, because of that episode. Like, he was so open and honest about everything. You know, his friend had passed away, your friend, Martin Streak.
I think that's
when we met each other at the party for Marty.
Yep.
At the Opera House. So, I mean, those are some of my favorites, but I could spend, you know, the whole show telling you about the great episodes here. So, yes.
But those are some great people. And how long ago, because how did you even start all of this?
Two words. Former morning show people on 640 here. Two words. Humble and Fred. I helped them podcast in 2006. So I spent years being, I would call, the back end part of the Humble and Fred podcast universe. So they would, you know, they'd spew their nonsense into a microphone and I would take it from there. Well, dear Pina, in 2012, what is that, 8 years ago, yeah, I got that itch. You know that itch you get where you want to leave your comfort zone and try something different?
Yeah, you it's pretty that. Awesome.
Yeah, Reiki doesn't help with that itch. You have to you have to do something different. So essentially, I bought some gear and I said, hey, what if I spewed nonsense into a microphone? I already know how to take it from there to be a podcast. So I tried to handle the A to Z of podcasting in 2012, recorded my first episode that August, and now we're 750-something episodes later.
Amazing. But we could probably go a little bit further back, because it didn't start with the podcast. It started with the blog, correct?
Oh, my God, right. Yeah. So I feel like that was a gateway drug to podcasting. Like, TorontoMike.com started up in 2002. So it was kind of early days for blogging. And unlike every other blog out there, which was going in like 2003, 2004, I never stopped. So I just sort of took my blogging sensibilities and turned it into a podcast. So you're right. That was a gateway drug.
So you had the blog, which was written form, and then you just turned it into an audio form. And now you have both.
Now I have both. So I'm like Howard Stern, king of all media.
Kind of like Howard Stern, but not really like Howard Stern. No, I have to get him back for the Reiki, guys. I have to. We are talking with Toronto Mike on the show today. Don't go anywhere because we'll be back with more. This is the Parenting Show on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I am your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And with me today, I've got dad of four. He's an entrepreneur. He does a little thing called a podcast. He writes a little thing called a blog. You'll catch him tweeting all the time. I'm talking about Toronto Mike. And we're having a great conversation, Mike.
For the record, I love all four of my children. I just want to put that on the record.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about ranking our children, and I was like, I love them all. Yes, as parents, we do. We love all of our children. We love them equally. But, Mike, you told us that you rank them depending on the day.
Since this conversation began, the ranking system has changed three or four times.
There you go. See? But, Mike, just before the break, we were talking about how you started the podcast and even before that, how you started the blog. And I'm going to fill you in on something that you probably have no idea.
No. Nope.
So way before I ever met you, Mike, way before that, I knew who Toronto Mike was. As the promo and marketing director for 102.1 The Edge back in the day, you know, we had quite a lineup of announcers on the station, and a lot we were a real edgy station at the time, and a lot of things would go down and people would come and go. You know, we'd hire new staff and some staff would be let go or get fired, and it was always like, oh crap, how long before Toronto Mike blogs about this? And I'm not even kidding you. We're just or it was like, oh, God, how did he find out already? He already has a blog up about this. Like, what's with this guy? I bet you didn't know that, Mike.
No, I didn't know this. As you know, because I've had many of the Edge personalities on, and a few have hinted at this, but none have really spilled it out the way you just did. So that is interesting to me, because all I am is a guy who loves radio and writes about it, because I write about things I love. So, you know, the fact is there isn't as much mainstream media coverage of radio happenings as there used to be, because now there's all this noise everywhere. The internet showed up, et cetera, et cetera. So the fact that I'm out there actually writing about something just is noticeable now, because, hey, there's a guy who's writing about the fact that we let go this personality. But I felt like it was sort of, if I didn't write about the fact this beloved on-air personality was no longer at the station, well, who would? So I did.
Yeah, it's true. It was, you would talk about that, even just like if there was like something weird that went down, we're like, we don't even know how this guy caught wind of it. But it was always like someone would walk in and be like, did you see Toronto Mike's tweet or did you see his blog? And we're all like, oh, crap.
Interesting, Pina. That's actually very interesting. So thanks for sharing that, because I never get to see the inside, because I have never worked for a radio station or a mainstream media outlet. I've always been fiercely independent here. So that's actually some good insight. So I'm going to...
Oh, now you know.
I'm forgiving you for the Reiki stuff, because you brought the heat with that inside baseball. Thank you.
So now you know, Toronto Mike. Now you know that at like my desk in Edge promo land at the time, you know, you were topic of conversation many times, even before we ever met.
I hope you didn't have like a voodoo doll where you would like, you know,
poke at him. if we poke at his hands and he can't type and he can't write any more blogs or tweet anything out. No, but that would have been a great idea. Where was that thought years ago? But talking about the blog.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry for talking all over you. I'm going to shout out Inside Edge, John. Jonathan.
Jonathan, the Inside Edge guy, prior to the Inside Edge girl. That's right.
So I just want to shout him out because we did become friendly, and he did actually, he set up a section of BMO Field for Toronto Mike listeners to go check out a TFC match. And I never forgot that that gesture. So shout out to John.
Oh, that is amazing. Yeah, see, like, listen, the Edge people are good people. You know?
Well, people are typically good people. Like, I think most people are good people.
I like to think that, too. I like to think that, too. And I'm glad that you said that, because I think now more than ever, right now, 2020, you know, we've had a crazy year. And I think we always need to look to the good. We need to look at the bright side of things. And know that there's a lot of people doing good in this world. So I'm really glad that you said that. Talking about doing good, you have done a lot of good through your social media, through the podcast, through the blog. And it makes me wonder if, as a dad, your four kids have ever looked at you and said, you know what, Dad, like, I really admire what you do. I respect what you do. And I would love to learn more or do something along these lines. Have any of them said anything like that to you?
Not quite like that. I'm still waiting for that moment because that's going to be a good one. But in a similar vein, I had my oldest daughter who's in grade, what is she in? Grade 11. And she told me she would like to work with me at TMDS. TMDS is the name of my digital services company. And I actually found a video production role for her where we've been working together for a little while now on, because I handle all the audio and the podcasting stuff, but a lot of clients want a video component. And my daughter, Michelle, helps me with that. So I've really enjoyed, you know, working with her, even though she's only 16, she's like, you know, beyond her years in terms of maturity, et cetera. And it's been awesome working with her.
That's amazing. And I think that this, you know, you'd mentioned that some social media platforms are not your thing, but maybe she can help you out with some of that if she's got like the video stuff under her belt and she's like the little pro at that.
She's got a LinkedIn page where she calls herself correctly because I gave her the title Video Production Manager. So she's the Video Production Manager at TMDS and she's got a LinkedIn page at 16 years old. So I think she's doing well.
That's brilliant and that's amazing. But the 18-year-old, no interest there?
No, 18-year-old is just, he's the sweetest man. He's getting great grades at Laurier, but he no interest on that front. I can't even get the 18-year-old to appear on my podcast. Like he's Mike Shy.
I think you should totally Mike Shy. I think you should totally do a podcast with your kids. Or better yet, we should have like Toronto Mike and his offspring on the parenting show one day. How fun would that be?
Well, I would give you permission to try to sell the teenagers. They'll be the tough sell. The two little ones are in. Like that.
The two little ones are in? Okay, yeah. We'll do it. I'm going to start working on that. I'm going to take some notes, but we're going to take a quick break so I can actually, you know, just jot down some points. So don't go anywhere because you are listening to The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Now, back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday and you are tuned in to The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca. And with me, I've got my good friend, a buddy, someone well-known in Toronto. He's a great dad, a podcaster, a blogger, an entrepreneur. You know what? I shouldn't even say all this stuff because as I'm saying this, I'm watching him on Zoom and he's like, yeah, keep going, P. I'm talking. Oh, he just cheered with his mug of coffee. I'm talking about Toronto Mike. Toronto Mike. Listen, I can't lie. All those things I said are true and real.
Say them slower, Pina.
get some sound bites for your podcast that you can play back at any time.
You just earned yourself a repeat visit to the
Yes. And then maybe I can make it to another best of Toronto Mike show.
Absolutely. Volume 4 featuring more Pina.
I'm very excited that I'm on volume 3 of Toronto Mike's best of. Very, very excited. A little disappointed that it's not something Pearl Jam related, but it's okay. I'll take it either way. But one thing I got to say is when I came on the show, we spoke a lot about like the good old days, and it was very nostalgic. And you were talking about that a little bit off the air during the break. So why don't we tell everyone at home what you were talking about?
Especially during these, you know, very difficult times. You know, we can't see and hug our friends and our, people we don't live with anymore. And it's you can't go to the concert. Like, you can't go see Pearl Jam. And
yeah.
UFC's got a playoff, had a playoff game, but it wasn't in Canada. It was in the U.S. and all these things going on. So things are very different. So now more than ever, I feel people are finding comfort in nostalgia. Like, I've been sprinkling more and more nostalgia into the Toronto Mic'd episodes. So, for example, recently I had on Pat Mastroianni, who is better known to many as Joey Jeremiah on Degrassi.
Whoa, Degrassi days.
And I've also Lee, back-to-back with Lee Aaron, Canada's metal queen, and Erica M.
Toronto's favorite VJ, like female VJ. Yeah.
And if you think about like Joey Jeremiah, Lee Aaron, and Erica M, I just want to go back to like, let's say 1989 and tell young teenage Mike in 1989, these are the people he'll be having, you know, one-on-one in-depth conversations with in about whatever, you know, 30 years, whatever. And I would just love to see my reaction. Like, so let me get this straight. Joey Jeremiah,
yeah.
Lee Aaron, and this is a typical week, right? Like, this is not, you know, you could pick out any trifecta, but this is three in a row. And Erica M are going to talk to you. It's just kind of bananas to me. So nostalgia is a potent drug. And I fell in. I'm a nostalgia merchant on Toronto Mike.
You know what, Toronto Mike, I got to say, I absolutely love it because like you said, you know, we've been going through this since March. Our lives have been turned upside down. You said it earlier, you know what I mean, about there's a lot of good people. And not only are there a lot of good people, but there's good things and there's positive things for us to look towards right now. You know, and if that means turning on one of your podcasts and listening and reminiscing and thinking, God, I remember watching Degrassi. I remember Joey Jeremiah, you know, or Much Music days with Erica M. How cool was Erica M? And I wanted to be just like her. Or while watching Much Music, oh, look, a Lee Aaron video, you know what I mean, would start playing. So, like, I think that it's so important that we have all these great things that we can turn to put a smile on our face, especially right now, because it can be so, like, dark and just an awful place for people. Like, I know that during the, like, I would say March to June where we were on complete lockdown, I was not in a good place. And sometimes I find myself falling, you know what I mean, back into that trap. Like, were you the same or were you always like, no, I'm good?
Well, what happened is late March, as I'm coming to grips with everything collapsing around me, I had a bad bicycle crash and I broke my wrist and I was in a cast for 6 weeks. And I got to say, that 6 weeks period, which was the end of March until I guess early May or something, where I couldn't bike, which was sort of my my medicine. That's my Reiki. That's my Reiki.
Yeah. Yeah. See? Good. I love it.
Yeah, because it's a spiritual thing with physical benefits. But anyway, I loved biking and I couldn't do that. And I'm like anyone else. I feel it. Like, it's scary times. We're all trying to avoid this unseen enemy, if you will, the COVID-19, and we're all kind of just trying to bide our time until we can get a vaccination in our arm. So it's been tough for everybody. So if people can find some comfort or solace by listening, you know, to a podcast like Toronto Mic'd, then I feel like that's important. And on that note, real quick, at the first Friday of the pandemic, which was March 20th, me and Cam Gordon from Twitter Canada and Stu Stone, who's a local actor, and Stu is amazing too. We decided we would record once a week until this pandemic was over. We've done that now 37 weeks in a row. They're called Pandemic Ooh. Fridays. They're amazing. Pina, you would love them. You would love
them. I'm going to listen.
You love them.
So, okay, where can we find all this stuff? And then I want you to tell me about something special you've got coming up quickly.
Okay, very quickly, torontomike.com is kind of the hub for everything. You'll see a link there to subscribe to the podcast, and you can even cherry pick previous guests. If you're on your podcatcher of choice, you can just search for Toronto Mike and subscribe there. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Toronto Mike. Would love it. And then send me a note, mike@torontomike.com, if you have any feedback.
Amazing. And I've got something coming up, but so do you. You've got something, or I've got something happening right now that I'm going to fill you guys in on. But Mike, you've got something coming up December 5th. What's that?
Toronto Miracle. So I'm part of this this team of volunteers that have been working for months now on Toronto Miracle. Basically, long story short, you can find out all this info at torontomiracle.org. But if you leave a non-perishable food items, I'm speaking to Torontonians right now. If you leave a non-perishable food items outside your door the morning of December 5th, we have volunteers who will pick up that food and ensure we can help feed Toronto's food insecure. Please go to torontomiracle.org to register your intent to donate. And if you want to be a volunteer, it's not too late. You can sign up to be a volunteer as well. torontomiracle.org.
Amazing. And guys, tomorrow is November 30th, which means it's the last day for the McDonald's Fries for Good initiative, where any purchase of any size fry, a portion of those sales are going to go help Ronald McDonald House charities across Canada. These are families in need, families with sick children. And by the way, I have a $100 McDonald's gift card up for grabs on the Chic Mama Instagram account. Contest closes tonight, so go enter. Thank you so much, Mike, for joining me today. We need to set up another time to have you back on the show. And I need to come back on the podcast with you. I want to talk more Reiki. Sound good?
That's a done deal, Pina. But thanks for inviting me. Peace and love to you. It's always great chatting with you.
Same to you. Guys, if you want to listen back on our podcast, you can do so. Just go to anywhere podcasts are downloaded and listen back, because we had a great convo, and who wouldn't want to? This is The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto, and I'm Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca.